Coach, it was, boy, that first quarter, I didn't know if your offense was ever going to take the field. And, you know, they converted two third downs and then the touchdown they had on the fourth down, and then they recovered a fumble on the ensuing kickoff. But it felt like after you had the timeout called, even though they scored on that touchdown, that was kind of the settle down moment for you guys.
Yeah, we weren't very good. we came out and we got a lot of young guys and new guys. I mean, you know, that are, some of them played last year when we switched so many positions. It was kind of a process, which I hoped we wouldn't see. But, you know, defensively, we just didn't mesh very well. You know, we didn't do our jobs like we're supposed to, which has to happen in a team sport. And, you know, we're not playing our position, basically. And then we kind of settled down. And I don't know, not even sure if we were reading any keys for that first series. They just kind of had us on our heels. Quarterback's pretty shifty. He's hard to get hold of.
Yeah, he is. And he had a big chunk of his yards in the first quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, really, against your second team. But, you know, going back when you guys had the offense, you guys had really good punch there. And were pretty, I'd say, for week one, you guys were pretty balanced.
Yeah, the offense, I mean, we had a few penalties. You know, we had a hold there, I think, on one. And we were not set on another play. And then, you know, we had had the blindside hit on a big catch by Jackson running down there. You know, so we had a few penalties, but we still did all right. And they did some things we hadn't seen probably in quite a few years out of anybody. Had 2-1 techs, kind of a six-man front in there. And we kind of had to adjust, since we hadn't seen it in a long time, what our center was doing, you know, when our guards were pulling. And we were going the wrong direction a few times. So we got that adjusted, and that helped. And then, you know, as we moved along, they kind of got out at six-man front in the second half a little bit too. So,
how about the play of Colin McDaniel? 4 total touchdowns tonight, 2 rushing, and his first 2 carries were good for touchdowns, and then 2 receiving touchdowns.
He's a shifty little dude. He's got some speed too. You know, he's not just quick, but he is. You know, his hips, his feet, I mean, just pretty elusive. He ran the ball really well, but he had some really nice holes to run through at times. We got some good blocking up front. We got some big gashes for our, as the play game went on, not early, but later on, for our tailbacks too, you know. So, I thought we mixed it up pretty well with some different things, and I thought Cam threw the ball pretty well. Thank you. He might not have, early on, didn't have a lot of completion, but still, you know, I thought he did a nice job for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, for a game one and a first varsity start, he looked pretty poised for the night.
Yeah, and we ran him a couple times and did all right. You know, nothing real big, but he's going to see more running. But, you know, cramping up's a problem. Mm-hmm. Always a problem for us, seems like, early in the season. And, we drink a lot of water. I feel like conditioning-wise we're pretty good. You know, it's just sometimes when it's just this stinking hot and guys are exerting that much energy, I guess, we're struggling for a while. We had to put some people out of position, linebacker, because all the linebackers cramping up. But
yeah, you're down to definitely your second and third string. But speaking of your second string, even though they gave up the scoring drive to Cimarron against their ones, I thought they really held pretty good for the most part there. And then that second group came in there and scored that last drive. And, you know, Pierce Vallejo ran the ball pretty hard.
Yeah.
Weeby, Cook, and you name it.
Well, defensively, you know, number one, they're doing some crazy stuff with some empty sets. And our younger guys, you know, they got to pay a little attention on the sideline, understand what we're doing, so we ain't going, we don't have to re-explain it. But they did it. I think one big play got them down there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they played really stout. And then we stopped them 3 plays inside the 4 or 5-yard line, you know, before we finally give up a touchdown. So, you know, one time we blitzed, the other times we just attacked them. So I was pretty pleased with that group, even though they gave up the score. And I'm not going to sub the starters back in. You know, just let those guys try to keep them out.
Well, next week you go back to home opener on the brand new turf there, and you're going to get a 2-0 Raid team, and that's a team that had a pretty big win tonight at Goodland, and a team that, kind of like you guys, lost a lot from last year, but they're going to run some different stuff than what they saw a year ago.
Yeah, from what I saw from their first game, they're more the old single wing Conway Spring stuff, so a lot different. They've had to switch it up probably with their new personnel, and so we'll have to prepare for that, and that'll be fun for us, first game on the home field.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations. 7 straight year. You guys are starting off the year 1-0 and a nice big road victory here to boot here. And thanks again, Coach, for the time. And before I let you go, I got to talk about your kickers real quick. You know, you had 2 for 2 there tonight from Junior Mesa. He looked pretty confident. I could tell Dan Nara She was probably shaking a little bit there. She better than that first one. I think she was maybe a little bit more afraid to get and hit the second time.
Yeah, she waited till it was on the tee, you know, and then she attacked, and that's just too late. But she did all right. And Junior, we slapped that old 1980 square toe on him, you know, and he's booming him through. That one with the penalties, we backed way up, and he still knocked it through pretty good. So he's got a good leg. And Danner, you know, she can kick. She gets a little rattled and nervous because this is whole thing's all brand new to her, you know, even putting pads on.
Yeah, it is. Well, thanks again for the time, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.